Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. A 23-year-old Saginaw man is behind bars after prosecutors accused him of assaulting a U.S. Postal Service employee on her mail route. Police say the incident occurred on Greenwich Street in Saginaw on December 24th when the suspect, identified as Tori Jackson, allegedly made obscene gestures toward the mail carrier before grabbing her. Court records show Jackson now faces several charges, including aggravated indecent exposure by a sexually delinquent person, two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, and obscene conduct. Investigators believe Jackson may also be connected to a similar incident involving another woman several days later. Records indicate that he has previously undergone treatment for sexually inappropriate behavior. Jackson remains in custody at the Saginaw County Jail following his arraignment, with bond set at $75,000 as the case moves forward in court. And Saginaw authorities are investigating the city's first homicide of the year after a 41-year-old man was found shot to death early Tuesday morning. Police responded around 5:30 a.m. to the 100 block of North 12th Street, where officers discovered the Saginaw resident dead from a gunshot wound. Investigators say the call initially came through Saginaw County Central Dispatch via a 911 call that stayed connected. Dispatchers reportedly overheard the man stop breathing before officers arrived. Detectives from the Saginaw Police Department and the Michigan State Police Major Crimes Unit have classified the death as a homicide. A suspect has been taken into custody, though officials have not yet released the person's name or discussed a possible motive. Anyone with information is urged to contact Saginaw Police at 989-759-1245. Or reach Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. And when we come back from this Bresky Builder's sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Hampton Charter Township officials will hold a public hearing on Thursday, February 12th, to consider a special use permit request from Consumers Energy for a large-scale battery energy storage project in Bay County. The $70 million proposal calls for constructing a 45-megawatt storage facility at the site of the former Weedock coal power plant in Hampton Township. The plan includes battery equipment, fencing, landscaping, internal access roads, and other infrastructure aimed at improving electric grid reliability. Residents are invited to speak at the 7 p.m. meeting at the Township Hall or submit written comments in advance by mail, hand delivery, or email to the Township's Building Department. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.